This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief report from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The upcoming Tech Nights will be on Wednesdays, the 18th of September, and will be a 122 GHz demonstration by David VK5KK. The 16th of October will be a demonstration by Steve VK5AIM on portable HF gear. The 20th of November will be a talk by Wolfgang OE4WOG, a visitor from Austria. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 2nd of October. A group of members are getting together to have a regular contact session, 23 centimeters, 1296 megahertz, currently called 23 on 23 at the present. There will be more information on this to come at a later date. The request for a special call sign to celebrate the club's 60th anniversary has been placed, and we are waiting for confirmation of the allocation. More to be advised later. Wednesday, the 30th of October, is a fifth Wednesday in the month. More information for a social evening to be advised. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Potential members and visitors are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, bringing you all the latest from the Southeast Radio Group. I don't have a lot to report this week, and so I will use the time to remind you all that if you ever pass through our beautiful part of the world, don't forget to put out a call or two on one or more of our linked repeaters. One or more of our members will almost certainly welcome you to the area and give you all the lowdown on the best spots to visit, etc. If you happen to be staying for a day or two, we remind you that we meet twice monthly on the first and third Friday at our club rooms in the old Reedy Park Primary School building in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. We love having visitors, so please come along at 7:30 p.m. and be part of the fun. The first Friday is usually an activity night where we have talks or demonstrations on homebrew gear or a technical topic or a subject of interest to our members. The third Friday is always a business meeting, and all meetings are followed by supper and a chat. The rooms are air-conditioned and a convivial atmosphere prevails. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. And just another reminder that if you come up on the Houghton 2-metre repeater, 146850, at 5 p.m. on a Friday, you will find the F-Troop net there. Now, it's not just for Foundation members, but anyone else can come along and join in the QSO and have some interesting information and talks to some of the other members. So don't forget the F-Troop net, 5 p.m. on Fridays on 146850. Now, the Tech Night for September on Friday the 27th of September will be a presentation by the South Australian Police. It's going to be on home security, and the presentation will be done by Senior Constable First Class Kate Williams. So this will be a general mixed meeting, so wives and partners and whoever else, friends and relatives, are welcome to attend this presentation on home security. And after the presentation, there will be a light supper. And if your call sign suffix starts with a letter between M and Z, then you're requested to please bring along some supper to share with everybody else attending. So don't forget, Friday the 27th of September will be a home security presentation. Now, the general meeting for September is next Friday the 13th. Yes, that very auspicious day. So bring along your own lucky charm. And on this night, we will be having a talk by Mike, VK5ZC, and it'll be about the history of ham radio. Yeah, I remember the good old days when you had to pass a Morse code exam. And don't forget that this meeting will be your last chance to pay your membership fees and take advantage of the early bird fee. So don't forget next Friday, the 13th of September, for the talk on the history of amateur radio. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. If you like chasing contesters, Alan Raftree, VK5AR, will be on Air Peninsula operating in the phone section of the Oceania DX contest on October the 5th and 6th. The next lunches at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday, September the 27th. These lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. We will have a coffee and a chat session at the Shack on Saturday the 14th of September and a technical session on the 28th of September. This will be the short antenna tuning session I had to cancel because of a cold a few weeks ago. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. at this time of the year. It's far too cold to get out of bed too early. At the September 19th general meeting, Neil Abraham, VK5KA, will give us an interesting session on designing, building and using RF transformers. In case you're wondering what these are, he will be talking about balance, un-uns and common mode chokes. General meetings start at 7:30 and the presentations are run first before a light supper and then the business part of the meeting last. We've had no response to my call for volunteers to run a JOTA event on the weekend of October the 19th and 20th. If you would like to be involved in JOTA this year, you can do it from your home station or get in touch with one of the other SA clubs running a JOTA event. This year's AHARS Buy and Sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. Bookings for tables can be made with Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, and his email is vk5nrg@wia.org.au, or with Trevor Wrigley, VK5TW, and his email is vk5tw@wia.org.au. We have scrapped the plans for a car boot sale in the car park for this year. We have no one showing any interest in this idea. Buyers are $5 entry and will get two raffle tickets for the door prizes. Sellers are $10 a table unless they donate a door prize and will receive a food voucher as well. Clubs can book one table for free. Sellers will have to wear seller's wristband and buyers receive a buyer's wristband. No wristband, no entry to the sales area. Sellers can enter the RSL hall from 7 a.m. to set up and the door will be open for buyers at 9:30 a.m. The RSL will be catering for the event with a sausage sizzle from about 8 a.m, coffee and tea 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. The bar will be open for soft drinks and something harder. The RSL volunteers will set up the catering out the front of the complex, so you do not have to enter the halls to buy your food, and there are sufficient tables and chairs in that area for you to eat under cover. The AHARS Christmas lunch will again be held at the Blair Hotel, and it will be on the 24th of November, and the starting time is 12 noon. The cost will be $35 per person. You can book with Pat Storr at patstorr@adam.com.au. At the next two general meetings, at the RSL lunch or the Shack mornings. This year, Pat is issuing tickets to those who book and pay. If you turn up on the day and do not have a booking, you will have to negotiate with the hotel to see if there are any free places. The meal will be two courses with tea and coffee included. There will be a choice of four main courses and two desserts. Please advise Pat of any special dietary requirements when booking. Numbers are limited to 60. We cannot advise you of the menu options until the hotel has finalised the Christmas menu. We will email this to those who have booked and put it on the broadcast. Pat is taking bookings and is issuing tickets now. You can book via email and pay via direct deposit. Pat will send you details when you email her for a booking. We can email your tickets once you have confirmed you have paid. We would like you to book and pay by or at the October General Meeting on the 24th of October. Ahaz is not subsidising the meal this year as we're paying a room hire fee, something we've never had to do in the past. The January 2020 Ahaz Annual Picnic will be at the Marion RSL and, like last year's very successful picnic, it will be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. More information on this event when we finalise plans with the RSL. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.